Blog Talk Radio.
You want real? I got real. Welcome to my house, Brick's house. You heard?
Trust her with anything like that.
because this shit gets it in on a computer. All right. I would like to introduce Miss La Crush Hart.
Welcome, Miss La Crush Hart.
Lord, we got to do somebody's applause.
Okay,
how you doing,
you what's going on?
Nothing. Are you cheesing, girl? Shrew, shrew. And before he just about splits his pants over there, because he's probably ready to split his pants right now. I called it first. Why did I call it first? I'd like to bring you the gentleman, the male voice, the male lead. Behind the Home Fantasy Radio Show, Adult Zone, Crush Grooves, and everything else, Mr. Black Reporter. Mr. Black Reporter, how are you doing this evening?
I'm sorry, I'm the Crush. Fearless leader. Fearless leader.
Fearless leader. I forgot to add that onto her list of many, many tricks. This girl does it all. She's jack of all trades. So how you doing today, Mr. Black Reporter?
I am good. That was a wonderful song, Britt.
Oh, you enjoyed that little ditty right there. Yes, that is one of my favorites.
I also love Will Downing, and I know you're a sucker for a sax. And
yes,
I know
I am.
You heard that
you heard the sax come in?
Yes, I did.
That's when it really took off. That's when the song took off, when that sax came in. And he started scatting at the end. I said, oh, yeah, that's when he took off. I love that song.
Yep.
I love Will Downing. Shout out to Will Downing. I heard he was ill a little while ago. And I hope his voice and everything is intact. I hope he's good. Love Will Downing.
Yeah.
I think he's one of the most underrated artists out there. He's very good.
Yeah.
I mean, we all throw Neo up there and we throw Genuine and all these people out there. But you know what? Will has a definite soulful voice. That's why I like him. So shout out to Will Downing. And he also did that with Gerald Albright. Black Report. I thought you'd like to know that as well.
Thank you. I'm sure of your favorite.
Okay, you're welcome, sir. So, today, we will be talking about, what will we be talking about? Insecurities. Actually, bedroom etiquette. Insecurities go along with it, but we're going to talk bedroom etiquette 101. Bedroom skills. Now, this is our sex show for the month. And, you know, we like to keep it a little bit light. Lately, we've been tackling so many issues that have just been so kind of hardcore that really, like, you know, drag a lot out of you. By the end of the show, you're like, oh, my God, I need a drink. But this one, we wanted to keep lighthearted. I didn't want you to have to think too hard on this one. You know, I'm not saying there's nothing wrong with thinking, but you know what? We can take it easy every now and then. We got to fry our brains every Monday. And I want y'all to be like, damn, Brick's house is like going to school every Monday. I don't feel like being bothered with that. It's too hard. So, you know, we can lighten it up and loosen our weaves around here a little bit. You know, I say weaves.
Brick.
You know, yeah.
I know you want to keep it light. Well, this is kind of light. But it's kind of interesting to say the least. I have breaking news.
You have more breaking news, Black Reporter?
I have breaking news.
Breaking news today. Okay, what's
your breaking news? No. It's the same news that I brought to you, but I don't know if the rest of this is Home Fantasy Radio is heard yet.
Well, you could break your news real quick.
Okay.
Because I want to stay on our topic again. Breaking news.
The breaking news is that Ludacris's baby mama. The one and only Ludacris. His baby's mama is running for Congress. The civil rights icon, John Lewis. Now, a lot of people have said that he's done good for the nation and he's done his time, but it's time for him to go. And I think that's where that came from. And no, this is not just something out of the clear blue where some hood rat is going to try to run for Congress. No, she is an attorney within the city of Atlanta. She has campaigned very well. And let's just say, I think she's got some nice little money behind her, from what I have. I don't by the news reports and everything. What do you think was on the list? What did you find?
Well, I didn't find much, but you know, I did find something. To be real brief, I did find something that is going on. It's funny that you touched up on that topic, because that's exactly. I want you to just, if you can, sit on your thoughts just for a little while on that subject, because our political show is coming up the week after next. Our political show will be here, and on our political show, we're going to cover that. That's basically the topic of our next political show. And it's going to be basically, is it time for new leadership? And we're going to cover that, because that's not the only way. It's actually going on here in New York, something similar, where they want to get rid of an incumbent of 25 years for someone who's new. And that seems to be going around all over the place. So we're going to talk about that in our political show. So I'm just going to ask you right now, you know, you did good. You did your recognizance, your work. So just sit on that for a little bit. But we're definitely going to cover that, because that's something that's really going to affect all of us this election. I don't know how it is down there, but lines have changed. We're going to get all into that. I don't want to get into it now, because it's a beast. But we're going to definitely cover that, Black Reporter. So I thank you for reporting that. I guess it seems kind of funny because this is Ludacris's baby mother. But, you know, at the end of the day, this woman is an accomplished lawyer. Okay, it's not like she's a scripper, you know, on Crenshaw or something like that, you know. She's an accomplished lawyer, she's done a lot, and, you know, Ludacris isn't really that bad himself. I mean, he's actually has a wonderful children's educational line that he's put out with his daughter, which I think is remarkable, amazing, the fact that here you got a rapper that can put out anything. He can put out sneakers, you know, urban gear, this, that, and he chooses to put out educational software for kids. I think that's remarkable right there, in itself. So I congratulate her. If she feels she can do a good job leading towards a new direction, then I support her wholeheartedly. But, you know, we'll see what we're going to talk elections. There's going to be a lot of political news to talk about this year. This year, if anything else, it's going to be a political year. So hold on to that real quick. We have somebody on the line I want to bring on, and this is 225. And I'm guessing I'm going to have to add a little sugar. 225? And see, I'm right. Add a little sugar. Hello, Lady C.
Hello, Miss Brick.
We are adding a little sugar to our show because Lady C has called. As we know, Lady C represents sweetness and light here. I mean, she can get dirty, but she represents the sweetness and the light. So welcome, Lady C, to the program.
Thank you.
How was your week? Hope you had a good week, good weekend.
It was good.
Good. Now, let's jump right into our topic, because we're just about almost 15 minutes in, and I want to cover everything and give everybody enough room to, you know, ask their questions and say what they got to say. Now, bedroom etiquette. Okay, bedroom skills, bedroom etiquette. Do you think it's important, Black Reporter?
Yes, it is.
You think it's important, Crush?
Huh?
You know, now.
It's important. It's important to a degree. I mean,
yeah, to a certain degree, it's important.
Yeah.
Lady,
do
you think it's important? Nope. You don't think it's important at all?
No, I mean, why I say that is because before you get there, you should have all the guidelines put down. That's my belief.
Mm-hmm.
But isn't that part of bedroom etiquette?
Well, that's prior to it, but I mean, you just put down the do's and don'ts before you get in there. I guess so. I don't know, but if you say no, it's no. So I could be, but I don't think so, because, see, when you get in the heat of the passion, you may say, no, don't. Oh, yeah, go ahead. So,
Oh, my God.
Well, you know, there's a little bit more to bedroom etiquette than just saying yes or no.
Yes. I mean, before you decide to invite somebody into your bedroom, there's a certain amount of things that should be taken care of and be done
right.
Basically before, you know, you invite somebody in the bedroom. You know, for example, you know, sometimes, I mean, if it's a wham, bam, I'm not making excuses for that. I mean, if this is really, what you really want to do is seduce somebody, you know, if you want to basically, you know, concentrate on the art of seduction.
Oh, she put it so nice.
Yes, the art of seduction. We don't seduce each other. You know,
mm-hmm.
I know it sounds kind of crazy. Why people seduce each other? Okay. They get in there, and they, you know, while they'll go to dinner, wine, dine, you know, do all this preamble to basically jumping in bed together. We all know that's
right.
Where it's going to end up. But why it got to end up, like, you know, we need to start doing things with more finesse. This is me personally. I mean, am I all alone here? Do I think that I'm the only one that thinks this?
No.
I mean...
No, you're not the only one.
Really?
You may be the only one that speak out and say it, but you're not the only one that believes that or thinks that way. We all have that in a way in our mind, somewhat.
Okay.
Well,
what do you think,
I'm saying this. We all have our, quote-unquote, rituals. And, you know, as far as, like, bedroom etiquette is concerned. Like, I don't know about everybody else, but I do know that if it's somebody that I planned on coming to see me, like we talked on Monday and we said we're going to see each other on Monday, then there's certain things I'll do during the week premature before he comes over, you know, and even before he comes over, you know, you change the the sheets, you fluff the pillows, you know, you put everything back in order. You know, you make sure that you on top notch. You know, you hop in that shower, you pull out your sexy wear. You know, I tend to like to wear something that's low cut or no straps, because then when I sit down or I jump around or we're playing, a titty pop out. But that's just me. That's my art of seduction right there. You know, you open up the door, you got that Kool-Aid smile, like he's the first thing or the best thing that happens to you all week, you know. So,
right.
I mean, we all, and I think, like, even as a young adult, when I first got my own place, and like I said before, I told y'all this before, that I really used to cook dinner. I had the PlayStation 2 was popping. I had all the video games. I had ESPN on lock. Like, when he came home and he came home. When he came over, it was like he was home. You know, like, he was, and I did this, and he wasn't my man. That's the thing. Like, I was doing this, and he was nowhere near my boo. You know, this was just some random guy who was getting treated as such, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I think we all have our versions of bedroom etiquette, so to speak, and we all grow into that. Now I'm 30, and I don't do half of the shit I used to do back then.
So you feel that it...
Of course. Can I ask you a question?
No.
Just a quick one. Do you regret not doing it before, or you just figure it's too tiring?
Do I regret not doing it before, or doing it before?
Or you just figure it's too tiring to go through all the drama and the trouble?
It wasn't that it was too tiring. It's just that it wasn't producing results I wanted. So basically, you have to change up your game plan, in my thought, you have to change up your game plan. And I was like, yo, these dudes don't deserve that. None of them is trying to wife me up, and I'm definitely not trying to hub them up. So why should I continue to put myself out there like that for these dudes? And that's not what they built for. They didn't know how to handle that. You know, no other female was doing that for them. And I've had guys tell me that. Like, my last boyfriend told me that 10 years ago. oh, I can't be with you. I don't know. And that right there was like, yeah, okay, I'm good. Like,
and wow.
has it affected me in getting a relationship? I think so. Like, after him, it was just like, whatever, you know. And I did
know,
it for as long as I could. I did it for as long as I could.
I'm just saying, I know that has to hurt.
Well, you know what? I can understand what Crush is saying. I understand what she's saying. And it's kind of like you figure why should I go to extra mile? Like you said, these guys ain't trying to wipe me up. They're not trying this and they're trying that. You know, I understand what you're saying. Why should you create, like, the perfect seductive scene if the guys that you ain't worthy of it? Or you figure, you know, this is just, you know, a wham and a bam.
Maybe. I haven't cooked for anybody since I've been in my apartment, really cooked for them. I've done a cake. I've done some snacks, things like that. But actually, throw down and do the full cooking thing, no, I have never felt that anybody was worth that. Because
wow.
I can cook a whole wham, bam, slam from beginning to end and put the icing on the top with everything. But I have not met anybody that I felt that was worth me going that extra mile, getting in that kitchen and slaving to let him see what all there is of me. Because
mm-hmm.
they don't to earn it. I put enough of myself in the situation that it is. So I don't think I need to stand up in there if you're not coming in. What's bringing to the table? Other than coming to my place, want to sit up and watch TV, so-called watch the movie, which we never get to watch the whole movie.
I wonder why.
Gotta watch the movie. Okay, we gotta watch the movie. I mean, I had one elderly guy, mature, I guess 62. He came over, we sat, we talked, we laughed, we had wine coolers. He was so sweet, he brought me chocolate-covered cherries.
Nice.
You know, he brought that and everything, and we sat and talked, and all we did was got a little hug, and he said, I'll check you later. He came to visit me at my job, which I had invited him, and he came at a busy time, and I couldn't for the life of me know who the hell he was. Because I was talking with my boss, and he said, we have an anniversary coming. I said, we do? And who the hell is this? Who is this? I was counting money, trying to figure out who this was at the same time. And, like, I couldn't see him clear enough to see the face, and I couldn't catch the voice. And when he said, I said, oh, okay, how you doing, baby? And it was like, okay.
There's
been nobody
wow.
that made you want to go that extra mile.
Mm-hmm.
You know, to get the whole picture. And, you know,
okay.
as far as bedroom etiquette, you know, they got to make you want to do that.
Okay, so if there was somebody worthy of it, would you do it? You would do it if there was somebody worthy.
Oh, yes, I would. I would have the pool, everything.
That would.
Mm-hmm.
Being flowers of having a crush. I've noticed that too. Like I haven't been excited to call somebody and, you know, just have that crush feeling like you do when you was in school. And we were talking about that before, Brick.
Yeah.
Just to have that feeling that, you know, you're excited to hear from this person. You're excited to go out with this person. You know, you don't have that, you know,
mm-hmm.
that crush feeling. I'm not talking about crush. I'm talking about crush.
Yeah.
Let me change that spelling for y'all.
But okay.
You haven't had that, okay, excited. Infatuation, I guess.
Yeah,
or, you know, somebody that you're really fond of. I don't have that. I haven't had that in a very long time.
I have that with one person, but, you know, that's just,
yeah, but, you know, that's somebody you're going to cook and show off for. You know, like I used to, you know, oxtails and curry, lamb chops. You know, I used to pull out my best meal. Nah, you wasn't getting spaghetti on this one. You know, you were getting the real good stuff. You know, I pulled out my best meal, like, you know.
Corn muffins. Okay, that kind of falls under kitchen etiquette, kind of like kitchen and basically hospitable. We talk about
but
bedroom.
That also falls under bedroom because,
well,
you know, we all doing this. To, yeah,
they're trying to get to the bedroom, okay.
Right,
okay,
trying to,
I'm talking
about the ambiance.
I'm talking about, okay, do you do things like, do you change the sheets?
Yeah.
I know a chick that don't even change her sheets.
But sometimes we never get to the sheets. Most of the time we never get to the sheets.
Okay.
But they're changed.
And I'm like, okay, you don't even change the sheets? She's like, no.
Wow.
So I'm like, so the last dude older probably still on there in the sheet?
Nah, you don't
the
do
next
that.
Dude older?
No, you don't do that.
Oh, no, she don't change the sheets. I was like, what? As a matter of fact,
do you have a separate set of sheets? I have like two sets. You have the wink wink, and then you have the regular.
I have my red,
the wink wink.
I want to get some red satin sheets.
Yeah, no, I don't want that.
I got the satin ones. You slide your behind all over the place.
That's just too much. I don't want that. I'll get a satin throw cover.
No, I got the satin. You slide your hands everywhere. No, it's good because you don't have traction and rug burn. But
you know, that didn't happen the one time I did try them. That didn't happen, so I don't know.
You slide off like on a double dare slide, then straight across the bed on the floor. All right, guys, you are listening to Break Times. We're talking about bedroom etiquette. If you want to call in, please, by all means. At 805-830-8320. Chat room is open. Anything popping in the chat room? I didn't even go look over there. Chat room is open. And if
but
you want to come on
think
in.
About it, though. Even you can get slide to the edge even without the same sheets.
You can get true.
I know that's right. I done ended up on my neck a couple of times.
You're like, hold up, I'm falling.
You know.
Wait a minute. They don't know you said go ahead, but hold up.
Well, that's what you got to dig your nails in, but see, that's another story. But chat room just opened up, guys. If you want to come into the chat room, by all means, come to the chat room, say hi. Leave a message.
Communicate
to us through that way.
You better get that call.
Yeah, I do see someone on the line. 215, let me bring them in. Good evening, 215. Hello.
Hey, this is Gus Brick. It's Sun 752.
Hey, Sun 752. What are you doing Saturday morning before you go out to see Saturday morning?
There you go.
You love that line.
Getting closer.
You love it.
I'm getting closer. How you doing, son?
I'm feeling like a real man should. Just like, hey, you know.
I hear that. You called at precisely the right time. I'm glad you called. Because we're talking about bedroom etiquette. And you personally, I'm going to ask, I'm going to ask Black Reporter. But I really want to get it from your point of view. No, and the reason why I want it from your point of view, son, is because, you're real. I say that Black Reporter's not real. But you're brutally honest. Black Reporter tries to clean his up a little bit. I need a girl. Okay. And I know you're going to give it to me.
You're wrong,
yes,
bro.
Yes, sir.
No, I know he's going to give it to me raw. You're going to clean it up like before. I want it raw. Now, we talk about bedroom etiquette here. Now, I don't know how much you heard of what Crush said about, a guy deserving or earning that type of treatment. You know, because it seems like now guys want to come up and be all wiped down, but don't want to, put in the work of a relationship, put in the work of, really getting to know somebody. They just expect instant wife, So what do you think about that? Am I right or wrong with crushing?
I love it. Instant wifing. I love that. Just add water.
It's add water. Exactly. Instant wifey. So what do you think about that? Do you think that these women are, I'm not going to say them, because I do say damn thing. Do you think that we're being unfair to a guy based on what other guys have done? What do you think about how we feel?
All right, well, I'll put it like this.
you know, we live in a microwave society. So everybody wants the good stuff. Everybody wants the results up front, not really realizing that, you know, you have to put in that work before you can expect to really reap the benefits of something. So it's like when you plant a seed in the ground today, you don't expect to get a tree tomorrow. You know, it takes time. You know, and you gotta cultivate that. You gotta water that. Make sure you get enough light. It takes some time and attention. So you have to nurture some things in order to get the best results. So that's the same way. That's the same way as if they want an instant wife, you know, you also have to make sure that you as a woman don't want an instant husband. You know what I mean? Because when you first get with somebody, you might be all starry eyed and infatuated. In love type of feeling, and you know how it is. You first get with somebody and you dig them. You're not really giving them the real part of yourself because you don't know how they're gonna be able to handle giving them the real you. So you hold it back. You know what I mean? So you know it might be a situation where you only let them see you when you're looking your best, and you know you're on your P's and Q's, watching what you say and what you do, how you conduct yourself. And that goes beyond just the regular part of courting where you know you're just trying to get to know a person and trying to get them to like you the same way you want to grow to like them. Sometimes you're not keeping it 100 with them. So when the trouble comes and you have any choice but to 100 with them. Y'all might not be on the same page by the time all that happens. But I was listening to something I'm not sure what the other woman that was on the phone, she was talking about her friend don't change the sheet on a bed. You know, that's some trifle-ass shit, for real. For real. I mean, no, not in the word life, because, because when you just getting on some serious 100% adult shit. You know, like, she might use condoms and she might not. You know what I mean? So even if, let's say she do use a condom, you know, the dude, if he's feeling that twat like that, he might pull the condom off when he about to nut and, like, nut on a sheet. She ain't going to change that shit? You know, shorty tripe as hell. And on the strength of that, and that's just on some regular... That's on some regular low-profile freak shit. You know, that ain't even about nothing. You know, the bottom line is body fluids. If y'all was having sex for more than 10 minutes, there's going to be some body fluids on that. You know, if the roles was reversed, you know a woman, if a woman gets into a man's bed, she going to sniff around that bed to see, who's been there before. So why would she not extend that same courtesy in doing that? So that's a trite, you know. That's kind of like somebody that's Maury ready, you know, to show Maury, you know, the TNA that sounds like somebody that needs to be up on that shit. That's what trifling that shit. That's my word. So you start talking about bedroom etiquette. That's a nasty list. That's just how I feel about that. You know, when I was a young boy, you know, I might have committed some atrocities like that, not understanding how the game went. But you know, once somebody brings that to your attention, there's no way you can continue to conduct yourself like that. That's something little boys and little girls should play. There's no grown woman be making them kind of mistakes. You know, it's just that's just not paying yourself for no good. Like, so. You know, originally when I called in, I was calling to tell you that your chat room wasn't open, but I see we fixed it.
Oh, yeah, sorry about that.
Yeah, it's all good.
But I'm sure, and you know what the funny thing is, Michael Porter, that's what I meant when I said he's going to give it to me real. And I think she needed to hear that because I know she's listening to this show. She seriously needed to hear that. Okay.
I just need to hear it. Come on, man, you know, but look.
when a man and a woman get together in the bedroom, all kinds of shit gets said and all kinds of shit gets done. And a lot of times that stays in the bedroom, and sometimes it gets out of the bedroom. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
but depending on the level of respect that's shown, you know, like you might, all right, we probably all have been with somebody where, you know, that sexual encounter, you know, left us with some questions, like whether it was an uneasy feeling or whether it was just like something that we felt we needed to get cleared up, but we didn't feel like we could get it cleared up by the person we did it with. You know what I mean? So, like, for example,
yeah.
You know, like, I remember, like, years and years ago, I had sex with this chick. And, you know, like, I was kissing her on her titties, and, like, that shit didn't really taste right. You know what I mean? It was weird. You know what I mean? The craziest part about it was, even though I was practicing safe sex, I still felt dirty after that. And I've never felt that way before. Because
really?
Although, it was weird because although her clot didn't sink or nothing like that, she didn't seem clean to me. And this wasn't somebody that I had just met randomly. I knew her from years back. You know how, like, you might see somebody and be attracted to them for years, you know, but y'all always passing. And then, you know, finally y'all exchange numbers, maybe go out and, you know, one thing leads to another and blah, 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 blah. And, yeah, it was just, I was like, I had to go to my pop about that. Like, yo, you know what I mean? You know, with this chick last night, pop, and that shit, she ain't taste right. Like, I don't know what that was, but. You know, and you know what? I never confronted her about that for some reason. I don't think I had. Like, I'm a funny dude, but no matter how bad a shot might be, I would never tell a woman that her pussy is dark. I would never do that. But the proof will pretty much be in the pudding, because you know. A nigga gonna come back, you know. He gonna come back, you know. Come through if things is right. You know what I'm saying? But if it's a situation where you pretty much gotta ask him, you know, when you gonna see him again, you already know what it is. And you know,
is
quiet.
That part of etiquette, Brent? Well, it what? Is that part of etiquette?
What, the being clean?
No, the telling part.
Oh, telling
somebody if they raunchy or not, you know, if you're not feeling
well,
you that
know
way.
What?
That...
Shit. Mm. It would be politically, it would be almost, well, hell, shit. I mean, if somebody, if I don't smell good, I would want someone to let me know. And
yeah.
It's the way you let the person
know.
I would want to know. Because
well,
you're looking around thinking your shit
right.
Is a bomb and you stink. You know, but it's just the way that I'm kind of afraid of. I'm afraid to ask if son told her or not. Because I know he can be very blunt. And he probably be like, yo, shit stink. You know?
Nah. You know, it's a funny thing. I'm blunt when it comes to talking about something when it pertains to me. But when I know that something is going to really hurt somebody's feeling, and I get those vibes kind of fast with a person. So I've hurt more people's feelings by mistake than on purpose. Because when I aim straight, it really ain't no coming back from that. You know what I mean? Your tongue, you know, act like a sword when rubbed the wrong way. You know, so I got to be real careful of that. You know what I mean? Somebody might try to shoot me for the shit that I might say. No.
That's what I'm
talking about. Because I know, only because I don't speak like, I don't speak when I'm mad. I don't, you know how like a lot of people might say, but you know, I only said that in anger because I was mad, blah, blah, blah.
You just speak like
hear.
That all the time, right?
Yeah, no.
This
well,
is how you
I'm
talk all
just,
the time.
Yeah, when I'm angry,
I'm not going to say my true feelings when I'm angry about some shit. Yeah, because once I tell the truth, it ain't no way. It's no way you're not going to be permanently hurt by that, because I'm not. It's not like I'm going to say some outlandish shit that you know I'm just saying because I'm angry. Angry. I'm going to say some real shit that you probably was already sensitive about. You know what I mean? But it was doing
yeah,
some things.
Yeah, your delivery will probably be off the chain if I had a woman somewhere
crying.
Yeah,
yeah. So. I'm not with all of that. Just like I said, if your shot is garbage, I'm not going to be the one to say that. The next man going to have
Brick,
to do that. I ain't going to do it.
Yes, like a
brother. Just to let you know, you were saying something about me being hurt. I'm not hurt. This brother has laid it down a whole lot better than I could have in a million different ways.
Well, see, I know that you cleaned it up, and I don't want it clean. I want it raw and dirty. And I know he's going to give it to me that way. All right. We had a shout-out to Marva Russ in the chat room. I see, son, I see you in the chat room now.
Hello,
Marva.
Stop,
got my name, she ain't giving it to me. Hello, Russ. Anyway, we're talking about bedroom etiquette here, and what I want to go into now is a sensitive topic. Since we're into sensitivity now, I want to go into insecurities that we may or may not have in the bedroom. Now, just my ladies, I want my ladies just to answer this question, because I kind of know where the guys are going on this, so I'm going to ask the ladies. Even you, Barbara, in the chat room, they go for you too. Are you confident enough to walk clear across from one side of the room to the other side, hands down to your sides, butt naked, shades, blinds, everything wide open, light shining in, you know, no type of shadows to hide behind? Are you comfortable with enough with your body to do that?
I do it all the time.
Okay, well, keep crush. I wasn't even going to start with you because I know. You know.
Do it all the time.
But now we have Crush's answer. Crush has no problem
right. I have no problem doing it. I've even had a neighbor look at me while I do it. So, yeah.
Okay.
See. Not a problem.
All right. Lady C.
Yes, I will do that. Have a friend. We sit and talk, Nikki.
Okay.
We have no problem. We sit and talk, no problem whatsoever. I love
right.
me. If you don't like it,
I do.
Well, I love me.
Yeah. Webcam, all that. Like, yeah. We don't
yeah. care. When I get my
okay.
webcam up, you will see.
Barbara in the chat room, she act like she ain't hear me, but she hear me. I want to know what her answer is. Has she ever felt comfortable?
You know
there's
a delay. We're going to blame it on the delay. We're going to blame it on the delay.
Okay, let's blame it on the delay.
We're going to blame it on the delay.
I want to hear Marvin's answer.
Well,
my
well,
answer.
I have a friend that won't do anything without a T-shirt
well,
on.
Yeah. You know, I used to be like that. I'll be totally honest. I used to be like that with the T-shirt. I was very self-conscious. And the reason why I was self-conscious is because I had my son when I was, 19, going on 20 years old, and I had him through cesarean section, and I was very sensitive about the scar. So
uh-huh.
I was kind of like, what if I see my scar? You know, even though that has since healed. You know, I was always even afraid to look at it in the mirror. But it was just like one day I just looked at it in the mirror and I was like, hell, shit ain't nothing there. And, you know, everybody was telling me that the way it was cut, you're not going to have a scar the way it was cut. And I kept thinking, oh, no, I'm going to have an ugly scar. You know, I kept thinking of those up and down type ugly looking CC
right.
Frankenstein's monster looking things. And I didn't even have that at all. So I was all out of do for nothing. But at one point I was scared. Now, please, I do jumping jacks across the room. I do cartwheels and, you know, slab me flying left and right. I don't care.
Yep.
You know, at one point I was like that. But now I want to know if there are some men, if you guys on the phone, do you guys feel that way? Black Reporter.
Oh, also, shout out to
I don't
Tony.
Know.
Just wanted to add that.
Look, man. Nah.
I don't know.
Yeah, go ahead, Black Reporter.
You don't know Black Reporter? You wear a T-shirt and cover up your little booty? like pull it down your butt and run to the bathroom.
Oh God, no.
And knee socks. In a white Fruit of the Loom shirt. I just got a visual. Oh my God.
I mean, you know.
Do I get ladies
pants on the ground? Pants on the ground. Pants on the ground.
Pants on the ground.
I love you.
He be stroking.
I tell you what, girl.
Oh,
my God. Real shit. On some real shit, I think there's a time to be insecure, and then there's a time where all bets are off, and you know, it's in the bedroom. That ain't no time to be bitching. You know what I mean? Y'all already thought enough of each other to make it all the way there. So don't start bitching now. You know?
You see? Now, let me ask you a question, son. You strike me as the type of dude that be like, "Come on now, you want to know this?"
Look, I don't like no insecure woman. Let me put it this way. I've dated chicks that wanted to keep their dress on and keep, or would do little slick shit that I didn't catch on to when I was younger. I ain't keep it. So I thought the reason why we was all what my brother taught me, what my brother used to do all the time, if he got me doing this for a little while, I've since amended my ways. But when we was teenagers, we worked at this clothing store. It was a real popular clothing store, so it was live chicks working there and all of that. And what he would do to get them on his side. He would just show them his dick straight up and down, and it worked every time. So you know, he got me to doing it, like, show your shit. I didn't have the opportunity to be embarrassed about nothing. You know, it was already out there like that. So I look at it this way, for real. If you have already done the groundwork as far as making it all the way to the bedroom, you know, why start bitching then? Evidently,
okay,
you were good enough to get in.
But see, I got the feeling, I just got this vibe coming from you, son, that you one of those that's like, you know,
what?
She feel insecure instead of coaxing her out the corner. You're like, come on now, you gonna do this or what? And you turn on the TV, be sitting on the side of the bed naked, eating some damn peanuts or some shit, she in the corner crying, you like, look, you want to go home or what? You know? But what about worst nightmares as a teenager?
Damn.
Yeah, you see, I'm there? Do y'all see I'm there?
It wasn't really like that. It's just when you was a teenager, before you got the ass, you was already sucking on the titty, so they out. So alright, they all out.
Oh my God, you all
know what the problem is. Think about it. You know what the real problem is with being older. Think about this. The real problem with being older is that the same foreplay don't exist when you get older as it is when you're younger. Because when you're younger, as a man, from a man's standpoint, you don't really know if you're going to get the pussy. You know, like, she could shut that down at any time. So that element, you know, that element of excitement, are we going to make it, is this baby going to make it the full term? So you're doing everything to make sure that you don't have no reason to shut that down. So you already been kissing heavy, and you know what you do when you younger that you don't do no more when you get older? You be grinding. Remember that? You know what I'm talking about, Black Girl 40, you know what I mean? You had to grind, you know what I mean? So a lot of times all that grinding sets you home with a damaged ticket, especially if you wore 501 from 501 Levi's back in the day. You know, you paid your
ticket. That right.
Some people still do now.
You are straight up, you that dude. Oh, my God. Listen, y'all, this dude right here, dudes like him is the reason why Brick was born with dudes like this. This is I'm like flashing back here. Yo, I mean, really, I'm having a flashback. And you, when you said the thing about the titties, that really threw me. Because I was that chick. I was that chick. I was like, okay, listen, suck these and that's it. Stop. You know? And you're like, come on, I already did that. I might as well go further. Come on.
You
know, I'm like,
you need the most.
Yo,
God.
When we get older, we expect to get that. Like, I ain't got no reason to be in his bedroom if he wasn't going to get into that. So, it ain't none of that. That element of excitement is kind of, you know, it's not the same. It's like.
How old are you?
I'm 40. I'm 41.
Oh,
okay.
This is the dude.
In my opinion, that's what we need to bring grinding back. And you know what else?
Exactly.
We need to bring grinding back, and more people need to have sex at their jobs more, because that feeling that like you might get caught, that was just the spice of life, you know.
Oh, my gosh.
That is one of the greatest things in the world.
But you can still grind. That's up to you if you grind or not. If she accepts it, you try it. If she accepts it, that's up to you. You know,
I know it needs to be brought back. You know what I'm saying? Like that old school teenage flavor, it needs to be incorporated nowadays. Think about how many people you know now. They say, "Well, I don't kiss." I ain't know nobody when I was a teenager who said they don't kiss. Like, how would you ever go fuck?
That's why people don't kiss nowadays. Because of what dudes like y'all did back in the days.
Yeah.
I was a good boy. Trust and believe. I was a good boy that never had a problem with nobody's parents, male, or, you know, the mom or the pop.
Yes, we would. Damn, you got me choking over here.
Well,
You wouldn't.
It's better if it comes from somebody she knows. I mean, like, she will. She's obviously.
John, don't mess with no little bitch. Oh, John, I don't see you doing that. I really don't.
What?
Oh, I see you doing that and just getting fucked up.
Yeah. To a black woman at that? Nah, John.
No. That would be like the woman asked this guy out. She said she wanted 12 inches. So, and she wanted to be hurt, so he fucked the bitch twice and hit her in the head with a brick.
Oh, there we go.
Okay, so what? Goodbye.
There we go.
Okay, and on that note, oh, I had to put John. John, I had to take a minute. See, this is why. Citizen, you can only handle Citizen X in doses. So he's been put on out the pasture for a minute.
Time out.
And you are... You're listening to Time Out Radio. We're going to take a little break here because I need to compose myself because, oh, my God, I had to call my doctor on the other line because I just had a moment.
But, you need to call in and tell it on my show, for real.
Yes, I do, because I just had a moment right there.
I need to download this and cut that out. I need that right there.
Seriously, oh, my God.
That right there, if we have a commercial and that comes up in the commercial, God, listen.
Yeah, my therapy. I really need therapy now. Damn, 7752, damn. Face to face with my past. I remember laying in bed at 19. This will never happen to me again. Then Brick was born. That's how Brick came to me. She was like, never happened to me again. But on that note, we're going to take a little breather. We're going to take a little break here. Since the mood is love, we're going to play love music.
We've been doing that lately.
I can't play nothing too depressing because then.
Is there a special guy in your life, Brick? Is there a special guy that puts you in the zone?
Yeah, mm-hmm. You know, 7752 just knocked me in the zone. I didn't want to go there, but they just put me there. So now I'm like, you know, what's a gal to do?
Son.
You know, so
son,
I'm like, okay.
It's all your fault, son.
It's all his
fault.
Yes, son.
So
now I'm trying to find out.
I think that.
I'm trying to find out.
I'm being blamed for it.
Yeah, that's true.
Black reporter.
That's true, because you're black reporter. Usually we be on you. That's why he ain't said nothing. All right, so we're going to go take this little commercial break. I'm going to play this oldie. I hadn't even wanted to put this in the rotation, but, you know, this reminded me of when I was going through what I went through, thanks to Sun 752 and dudes like him. So I sit here and play this song. We'll be right back after this song. This is a blast from the past, but y'all remember it, but we'll be back.
I don't remember it.
Why'd you make me wanna cry? Why you treat me so bad? Sexually, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You need to tell them. if her shit stink, you need to tell her. You need to tell her.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? If he got a little dick, you need to tell him.
Oh my God. You can't tell y'all that. No, you can't. Because first of all, y'all want to sit up there and be ready to choke a bitch.
That's exactly. That's how cops are called.
No.
Some people
can't
handle that. I hear what you're saying, but some people can't handle that.
No,
but see, you make more problems for, you know, real brothers to come along, you know what I'm saying? Because you got all these fakers and pretenders, you know what I'm saying? These women can't tell the difference. Now you got these pretenders with their head all blown up because some sister was just being nice, you know what I'm saying, doing some charity work, but he don't know that he's a charity. You know what I'm saying? His head all blown up. He walking around like he think he like that. That's a problem.
I understand, Cal, but on some real, like, all jokes aside, that thing downstairs is most men everything. Their personality,
yep.
Their ego, their everything. And unfortunately, I'd rather be safe than to be dead. So I have seriously, all jokes aside, like, I'm not even playing right now. I had experienced that the hard way. And so I'd rather you go on by your business and let the next chick tell you than for me to go ahead and tell you. That is so true right now.
So you wouldn't tell him at all? I mean, even after you done let it, you know, he done got out of the room or whatever, and he called you back for a return visit, you could tell him over the phone right then and there. So you can't get no more. You're part of the itty bitty committee.
Y'all don't understand that there's a certain point that you can't go through with certain men. Okay, and there is a serious side to that, to me revealing if your penis is small, because like he said, his head was blown up. Nobody's ever told him that. So now you got me trying to be the first person to tell him that. And if his personality, and if he feels, and you know, I'm even gonna go there as far as saying he may feel that I'm charity. I'm the best thing that ever happened to him. But if his head is blown up, he feels like I'm charity, and I dare you disrespect me. And that's how he's going to take it. And then I'm put in a position like it really is serious.
I'm confused.
So certain things you just let go. We got to call.
I'm confused.
Because,
man, I'm trying to find a remedy and the cure, because it's too many. There's too many problems out there, girl.
Okay.
Hold on, y'all.
Let me bring this call in real quick. Call from 580.
Hey, right Crush, it's me.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Hey.
How you doing?
Yay. I'm good. How are y'all?
Oh,
okay.
Crushy voice.
Wait a minute.
Okay, who is this?
This is Ruby.
Oh, hello, Ruby.
Hi. Hey, Black Reporter.
Hello.
Okay, thanks for calling in. You have something to contribute to our topic today about everything under the sun,
I say tell them the truth.
You say tell the truth. Have you ever been in a situation where
I love her already? I'm in love with you already.
Yeah, I have. I've been in a situation, and I feel like if you're a woman and you can smell yourself, bitch, everybody else can smell you.
Oh yeah, definitely.
There you go.
Definitely.
I mean, it's no reason for you as a woman to be walking around like that.
Yeah, I'm saying sweet night at the stores for that. I agree. Even if you bought 10 bottles and put it all at one time.
It's going to stay with that, y'all. Sometimes when people wear different colognes and perfumes and all of that,
we think that it all smells the same to the same person, but it don't work that way. You know what I mean? So certain people's body chemistry don't work the same with certain colognes or perfumes and stuff like that.
Right.
So it might create a different kind of smell, but it might be favorable to some people and unfavorable to other people. You know, they did studies on this, and they found out that a lot of dudes who give off a strong body odor, like basically dudes who stink, attract more women.
Yeah.
And honestly, I've seen it happen. Like, yo, you know, that stinky nigga get all the pussy. It's kind of weird.
Mm.
But, you know, like, so it's hard to say. It's hard to say what's palatable for some people and then, you know, what really sticks for some other people. But going
mm-hmm.
back to that thing about the dudes and, you know, and the size of your package. It's
oh,
hard
I tell
for me to forget. Well, the thing is, whether you tell him or not, he already knows. You know what I'm saying? Like it ain't a little dick nigga out there who don't know he got a little dick. The same way it ain't a medium. Don't know he got a medium dick.
I like this
it
dude.
Ain't a big
I like
dick
this
nigga.
Dude.
It ain't a big dick nigga out there who don't know he got a big dick. We all watch pornos. We all been in a locker room and stuff like that. You know what you're working with. You know what
I just don't appreciate him posting up pictures of that little piece of shit. It looks like a little fucking butt plugs and shit. That shit ain't cute. I'm quick to tell him. I mean, even when they post up pictures or send pictures, I'm quick to tell him.
Oh,
look,
wow.
It's a weird thing because I done heard, well, first of all, from the stories I've heard, you know, little dick niggas get all the pussy anyway. Because there's no fear. There's no element of fear. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I done heard all kinds of chicks saying, yeah, I let him poke me in the ass and all of that kind of shit. I knew he wasn't going to hurt nothing, so he just let him go for it.
That's what I'm saying, though, Slim. They fucking up the game. Yeah, they need to get out of the way. They fucking it up.
Yeah,
get out of the way.
But the point is, you know, whether you hurt these niggas' egos by telling them they ain't working with nothing or not, you're not going to stop the rock. They in the game. They in the way, but they in the game nonetheless. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So,
okay.
Yeah.
On a quest or the chat room wants to know what's the average, what's below average.
Well,
I can't answer that question.
Well, first of all, you know some short pussy women out there, too.
You know what I'm saying? It's the women out there that can't eat and can't take a piece, no.
Why y'all always put it back on the woman? Y'all always put it back on us. Let's flip it back where it was.
No, it goes back. No, it's an equal opportunity street, boo.
What's the average size?
I can't say what the average is.
I mean, on average, 6 inches, technically.
I say
it's supposed to be. It's 6 inches. Technically, it's supposed to be average. 6-7 inches.
Yeah.
It's supposed to be technically average.
4.5. They said 4.5.
No, they did it. Where you seen that at? No, they did it. They said 6 or 7 inches is on average, and a woman's vagina only the canal only goes to 6 inches.
Really?
Listen, Crush, you know.
Yes.
Oh, that's some bullshit right there.
Well, there's a lot of women way out of whack.
Hell no. Because I done put my arms, elbows, knees, and everything in some shit. So I don't think it's about 6 inches.
I'm telling you what's average. I didn't say over
and
the
table. And I ain't got no walls, Slim. No
I'm telling
wall.
You what's
oh
average.
Oh, my God.
Listen.
Okay.
Average. I bet you there's no way that could be average. Because that's not even average in some pornos. I bet you're going to be hard-pressed to line 10 dudes up, and I bet you ain't going to get 5 of them that's working with 7 inches. 7 inches is above average. You know, you got to – you remember, the average is all of the big, giant, dick niggas plus all the little jelly bean dick niggas. That's an average.
Joey B. Dick, nigga.
How you gonna get seven out of that? That means it's gotta be ten men, and they measure them and balance it out. Look, I'm telling you, like 4.5 that's like the average. I'm trying to tell you. You know what I'm saying? That's about right. I'll give you that.
But
that's taking into account.
I'm gonna have to agree with Slim. About 5 is average. 6, you need
five
to. You might need about 6. Hold on, yeah, about 5 is average. 6 and 7 is what you need to really get the job done. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, so okay, ladies, so what size would you feel, y'all?
Oh no. Okay. 5, you mean to tell me 5 is average to you guys? Crunch.
Oh,
that's
my
5.
God.
Remember,
I'm saying, I'll be looking at dick. I'm just looking at my dick. I'm just saying. I don't know. You know what I'm saying? We try to formulate an answer from something.
Okay, according to, all right, so I stand corrected. According to the-penis.com, the majority of penises are between 5 1/4 and 6 1/4 inches long. Hold on. 5 1/4 and 6 1/4 inches long when they're erect. That's in big bold letters.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so they're 5
so
long.
Right, so, man, I got 10 inches, man.
What does that count for?
They say the average length of an erect penis is 5.9 inches, actually. The average girth is 5.0 inches. About 75% of men are between 4.5 and 5.5 inches in girth.
Oh, hell.
Damn.
So.
Well, we also got to remember that we average don't mean ordinary. We might be looking at average. The word average, we think about ordinary. You know what I mean? When they say average, remember, they only talk about the men that's been polled. So they took, let's say they take 5,000 men, and they measure them up. I mean, but you leaving out the other 500 million men, you know what I mean? That wasn't in the study. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So, depending on the hood where you polled them, you would get some different, some varying results.
All right, we got the
Can we get back to the vajayjay, Slim?
Come on, just a second. Let me bring in the call 414. Hello, 414. Welcome to the
break out. Really being dick. I am just
yes,
too out there with my so with that comment, I lost everything I wanted to say until I heard. You know what? I'm so done with blog talk shows for today because somebody that's on this air right now went over and beyond on my show while I was gone. They know who they are. They know who they are. Ruby King.
No comment.
See, you know what I'm saying? I just listened to the show and OMG. I'm not leaving anymore. You know, you let somebody co-host your show, they get to talking about masturbation. And
well, you shouldn't have left.
Oh. Ruby.
Oh.
Okay.
Yes. So, who do we have on here? Renee, we are in the middle of a show. We are talking about a little bit of everything, as you can see tonight. Brick, where are we at now, Brick?
We were supposed to get back to, I don't know how we were supposed to get back to the vagina. We were talking about insecurities, and we jumped back on the way a vagina smells, which was like basically our first half hour. So if we can get back on track here. We were talking about insecurities, and I was on my way to the men. Is there anything that men are insecure about on their bodies? Like, do you cover up in the bedroom? We were on Black Reporter in his white T-shirt and his white socks, and that's when everything went crazy.
Shut up. Let me ask you a question. Wasn't that the past 20 minutes of the conversation? about insecurities, about arguing about the size and everything.
Yeah.
Mm. Well,
but
I mean,
she wants to know if they'll walk around naked. Ain't got to do with the size.
So you walk around naked, swinging back and forth, flopping quarter. You guys walk around y'all swinging back and forth, you don't care. Booty out, you know. Y'all walk around like that, no problem. Limp. Erect. I know I don't show no shame, you know what I mean? But look, the bedroom, that ain't no place for insecurity. You gotta leave that shit at the store, you know what I mean? So, I mean, but that's my personal feeling.
I don't know what other, what other tattoos, but I know for me personally, so when it's time to take that shit off, it gotta come all the way the fuck off and it's staying off. Okay, so you don't keep socks on, no t-shirt, bra? The only thing on is the light. I like it with the light on. You know what I mean? Don't be trying to hide. You know she cut the light off. If she cut the lights off, son, you know what that means.
So, okay, what that means? I learned the hard way. I learned the hard way. Not, 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 not give you pleasure all the time. She want to see what the fuck is going on. Make sure you ain't hiding nothing. I want that.
We don't
need
no special invitation for that. We just go look.
Don't you go and see what's going on down there. I want to do the same thing. That's what I'm saying. And I want to do the same thing.
Right.
Right. Want to do the same thing.
Don't be turning the lights out low and shit. Don't be hiding under the covers. Your brother doesn't get that. A chick that just like want to always pull the covers all over you and shit.
Why are you pulling these covers? Look, I can't work it out with these covers, well. I need my feet out.
Okay, so let me ask you this. So, is there ever a time where you're like, okay, you know, I'm embarrassed about the way, you know, the way I've been told the way my face looks. There's nothing that you're ashamed of in the bedroom that you do. Nothing.
Look, all that shit gets worked out ahead of time. Anything that was wrong, it's going to have to be wrong before we get in there. When she steps into the arena.
Okay, but there's nothing that you do that you're ashamed. Do you have like a hammer toe you don't want her to see, or, you know, funny looking feet? Is there something
you
cover up?
You handle that before you get in there.
All I can say is no. No. You know what I mean?
Because we ain't thinking about that. We thinking about the action and the performance.
If you don't like the way you look, it's already going to come out before you even get in the bedroom. She already
know.
You know what I'm saying? Look, when you get in that bedroom, you need thick confidence. That's what you need. You need thick confidence. Because anything else, you know what I mean? So, look, the gloves got to go on. But that's all that's going on.
So let me ask you this, guys. Okay, ladies and gents, when it comes to insecurities about sex, are you afraid to self-masturbate in front of your mate? Is that something that are there any women on this line that are afraid to do that in front of their man? Or any guys who are, I know ain't no guys. But I'm
hell no,
I'm afraid
to do that.
Afraid
in front of a
that.
Woman real quick.
Okay.
And this is a man who loves
hold up, did she say what
no.
I thought she just said?
Yeah, she did. But
hell no.
For all those that don't know, Ruby and Candy and I used to do a show. Ruby Candy was called Candy Crush. So a lot of y'all who are not new to Phone Fantasy Radio would know we did that, what was it, last year, Candy?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah. We used to have our own show called Candy Crush, and we used to talk about topics like this. And if y'all do not know, Candy is, what are you, Candy? You're not bisexual. You don't like...
No, I am a lesbian.
Yeah, she's a lesbian. So,
oh,
okay.
I didn't know what you came in.
Just
get that out the way and out the open right now.
She likes
dicks. What? Oh, no, she doesn't like dicks.
No, I don't like anything up in me at all.
Okay.
What's going on, 513-693? And we got Formal Ray in the building right now.
Whoa, Formal Ray about to fall out.
Formal Ray.
Hold on, hold on, hold on, for Candy. So you say you don't like to be penetrated at all, right?
No.
So your partner, your partner don't like to be penetrated either.
Oh, see, they have to.
Right. I'm there. I'm like, look,
Since you brought up something though, you know what I mean? I wanted to ask you about that. Like,
can y'all respect the dude? Because I heard about dudes that bust outside of the pussy. Like, you know, just, you know, like they get so excited, they're not even in the pussy and they bust. Like, can you respect that?
But you never know what you get. But that's the thing with men. We don't never know what you get.
Thank you.
You never know what type of man you coming across. We don't know that. And sometimes you jerk on in front of me, let me know. I'm gonna time your ass. Go ahead, start. So
that's
I know
good,
what to work with. Well, let me ask you a question. We're gonna bring in the caller. Let me ask this one question, and then we're gonna bring in the caller. Have you guys ever teased the pussy before you actually thrust in it?
All the time.
Have you taken your penis and you just tapped on it? Or, you know,
tapped on it, rub
on
at
it.
The top, rub up and down
all
at the top,
right.
Play all around, all around the lid, all that shit.
Right.
Yeah.
Right, but you don't enter, right?
No.
No, do not enter.
Right, you do not enter. You do that, it drives her crazy, right?
Uh-huh.
Makes her go crazy.
Okay,
for,
well, think of that same
time.
Feeling. Think of that same feeling, that same situation happening, but you 5 feet apart. I'm just saying. Just try it. Okay, Brick, are you still with me? I think we lost Brick.
Yes, I am.
Okay.
We got somebody holding from 718. Let's bring them in.
Yep.
Good evening, 718. Hello, 718.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, how you doing?
Hi.
Hey, who's this?
Crushing Brick.
What's up with this?
Lady LaCrush, Lady Brick, how are you?
Who is this?
Formal Ray, Brick, it's Formal Ray. Good
all right,
goodness.
He didn't say that. He just keeps saying my name. Hello, Formal Ray.
Hi, Formal Ray.
How are you, Formal Ray?
Hey, listen to me now. They're kicking me out the building, so I just want to make this one quick comment, then I got to hang up. The thing
okay.
is, you know, I'm hearing the conversation. I'm actually loving it. I'm loving the realism as always. It's just that, you know, my view is, you know, you get that. It depends on where you are mentally. It depends on where you are physically. It also depends on the person that you're doing it with. You know, I mean, there's been times in my life where it's like, you know, depending on the woman, I will bust quick, or depending on the woman, you know, I would really go a certain distance. So I'm just speaking for me. It always depended on where we both were, whether we were mutually thinking, not mentally, what have you, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And the thing is, as I said on the chat room, you know, if you're both willing to grow mutually, even in the area of the bedroom, believe me, that sex will be definitely satisfying.
Amen.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But what happens is you have certain typical men and certain typical women who have like a pride about it. And, you know, if it's not discussed mutually, then whatever you want to explore, you probably won't.
Mm-hmm. I'll just say some like it hot, some like it cold. You know what I mean? But sometimes the parts fit perfectly, like a jigsaw. Sometimes it's a little off center. You know what I'm saying? But it's going to depend on how you feel about yourself sexually and culturally how you've been taught to approach other people. Sometimes y'all feelings on the same subject might differ. So it's gonna have a difference of outcome on how things play out. You know, it's just like when if somebody has been successful, has had successful relationships throughout their lives, they're gonna expect to have even more successful relationships I'm going forward. The same way as if somebody has had a lot of problems with relationships, they're gonna expect that there're gonna be issues related to that. So like, so if I allow my ego to take over, I'll say, all right, you know, I'm the best in bed that anybody could ever hope for. Like, can't nobody mm-hmm. knock it out the park like me. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But realistically, I'm gonna have to consider that I might be good for some women.
Yeah,
and I might not be such a perfect fit for other women. You know what I mean?
You're right.
But
you're
subliminally,
right.
Subliminally,
yeah, you're
I'm
right.
gonna learn to find
you're
women
right.
that I'm more likely to please example. And are more likely to be pleased by. So without even seeing that.
You know, prime example. I just want to say one thing, and then I got to split for real. I remember I was in a relationship where this woman told me. I don't know how you're going to take this, Ray, but I'm used to a lot bigger. You know what? It didn't hurt my ego. It didn't even disappoint me because my thing was, what, no matter what my size was, I'm just going to use what I had to satisfy you to the best of my ability. That was my attitude. Whereas the typical male would be hurt and crushed, I wasn't. I just kept on keeping on. I did the best I could, but, you know, it is what it is. I got to go, y'all. I love y'all. Looking forward to the show tomorrow. Great job, everybody.
All right.
Ray,
thank you,
bye.
Ray.
My pleasure.
Well, you know what I say to do for real. I think it's just important that no matter how big or small your dick is, make sure that yours
okay.
is the biggest in the
Are
room.
Are we missing people?
Right on, man.
Make
exactly.
sure that nobody in that room got a bigger dick than you. Everybody
exactly. at least the week.
Well, matter of fact, this is the perfect time to pause for a minute and talk about. We got a lot of hosts and hosts with the most on this line. So let's start with Crush. Crush, what have you got coming up tomorrow on the Adult Zone Soul Fantasy Radio?
The Adult Zone. Tomorrow, 9 p.m. Eastern, we'll be talking about celibacy and abstinence. Mm-hmm. Complete opposite of this show.
Exactly.
We're talking about celibacy and abstinence and the same call-in number for those who want to tune into the conversation, 805-830-8320. I love the fact that we lost man callers just now when I said that. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah. Did you hear that? Did you notice that?
Man, people just hung up just now when I said that.
Man, people just
hung
up when you said that. Oh, my God. Everybody's so overset. Jesus, y'all.
They just hung up. I just like, you know, it's like 3 or 4 callers just now. Like, really?
Yes.
Okay, but yeah, we'll be talking about that tomorrow. So there is a difference between celibacy.
It's not the same thing.
It's a difference between celibacy and abstinence, and we'll definitely be getting into that tomorrow. So
okay, shoot.
And Thursday, Crush
you didn't
even get to make me good again. Crush
okay.
Going to make me right up for a
What?
I didn't hear what you said. You all broke it up.
I said Crush is going to make me write a poem again.
Thursday is spoken memoirs, and we all had the homework of writing a poem about an internet crush.
Mm-hmm.
So, and we'll be playing some independent artist music and things of that nature. So, yeah, that's Spoken Memoirs on Crush Groove Thursday.
Exactly.
And we also got Pillow Talk on Friday where me and Brick will be talking about foreplay. So this conversation will continue.
Exactly.
On Friday.
For those that don't really know what it is that we do on Pillow Talk, we lay on webcams, in our pajamas on webcams, and we just get it in. Live. You know, you
talk
see
about
everything.
It.
Talk about it, you know. And we just are in our jammies just chilling. That's what we
and
do.
And you can actually join if you have a cam and you want to get on cam. You'll be able to do that.
Join.
So, yeah.
We'll see each other. Have a tickle
right.
fight. Exactly.
Have a tickle fight.
Yes.
I'm going to slap my computer with my pillow.
Don't tell nobody. Nobody gonna try that.
Okay, this is true. Okay, and who else do we have on the line? We have Mr. Sun 752, who has the show title something to do on a Saturday morning before you go out.
That is not his show title.
Do something on a Saturday morning.
She just likes that scene.
Nah, but you know what? I brought back my weekly show, my original show, The Solar System. That's Wednesday, 8:30 p.m. So,
yay.
You know, we brought it back last week. So we be back. The solar system is back. So we, you know, we gonna be kicking it like that.
I got
Wednesday,
8:30 p.m.
Eastern Standard Time.
Wednesday, 8:30. We don't got Wednesday's crush. Nothing, right?
We got nothing at that time. No.
Nothing. Yay!
Right,
you can
do it. Yeah, nothing on Wednesday.
Great. Wonderful.
Yeah. So the title of that show is Living in Close Quarters. So we gonna talk about how, especially in urban areas. How sometimes we have like row homes or live in apartment buildings. So we're going to talk about the things that your neighbors might hear or things that you might hear from your neighbors. So basically, a lot of our business is on Front Street, whether we acknowledge that or not. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, sometimes you might hear fucking, sometimes you might hear arguments, sometimes
every
you might
Sunday
hear
morning.
Shit that you wish. Yeah, you hear kids getting the ass whooped. You might hear something excessive that you might think like, well, I really should call the authorities. That shit ain't sounding right. So, but nonetheless, living in close quarters, I'm always trying to show the solar system, show where the planets revolve around the sun. 8:30 p.m. Wednesday evening, coming through Eastern Standard Time. Holla.
All right. Good.
And
so
what's that
show on a Saturday morning? Is gone on a Saturday morning? So no
oh, that's the recess. The recess. Still, when adults come out, play with other adults. Something to do on a Saturday morning before you go out and do something on a Saturday morning. 9:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. So, just check out the recess. Teaches every Saturday morning, 9:30 a.m. to 11 o'clock.
She chopped it all up.
She
chopped it all up.
Exactly. Why
she
was
just saying it all
like that? I can't say it. It just rolls off.
She was
I'm
just
like,
chopping it all up.
I'm going to get it. I'm going to get it. Same day I get black and white shit, I'm going to get that one.
We also got Cal. Cal got a show as well. Cal, tell us about Grown Soul.
Grown Soul and Real Talk. We do it on a Wednesday night. Just some grown folks get together and talk, you know, kind of like what we're doing right now. But this Wednesday, we're going to be talking about dating older, dating younger. What's the rules? Basically, we got this gentleman that's going out with him and his best friend. They've been best friends for like, you know, 20, 30 years. And, he cracked on it, his man's daughter. His daughter is like 20 years old, you know, sexy, hot little thing or whatever,
Ow.
And he cracked on her. So Slim, you know,
Ow.
He was upset about it or whatever. So we're gonna chop it up about that.
Wow. What time is this show come on?
Amari.
We're going to be on the same time as my main man.
Okay.
8:30.
Oh, wow. All right.
Oh,
all right.
8:30?
Yeah, like
8:30. Yeah, 8:30. So switch back and forth. You know what I'm saying? Check my man's show out, then come check me out. It's all good.
That's what I'm saying. You know what I mean? I just come through there after that.
Can I just say this? Everybody that's tuned in on blogtalkradio.com/bonefairradio, if you scroll up to the top of the page where you see the chat room at, above there, there's a slideshow playing. Right next to that on the right-hand side, there's a box that has our call-in number, and right next to that call-in number is a blue button with a big old S on it for you to call in through Skype. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah, I'm going through that too, Jeff. All right.
Like, yeah, I understand you want to call in and show your support, but you have to learn how to work these pages because I'm not going to continue doing this shit. Like, I have, like, 5 or 6 windows open. You mess up my flow when you want me to sit up there and copy and paste a link to you.
Yeah,
that you
freeze,
can fire
freeze
yourself.
Up and shit.
Yeah, like,
that's
sir, what are you doing? All right. I love
now
you and all, but you need to get that together.
brother.
I'm just saying. Go ahead.
Are the phone numbers the same as our phone number? 805-8.
No,
yeah,
okay.
These gentlemen didn't leave the phone numbers. If you could, please, your live talk number.
Oh, right, a lot of people don't have computers. Right.
Grown Soul and Real Talk, our blog talk number is 646-716-7670.
Okay.
Okay. And something to do on a Saturday morning?
Nah, we don't do nothing on Saturday morning.
What a fun always sign.
Huh?
So what is your phone number?
Yeah.
347-677-1533.
347-677-1533.
1533. Okay. You're back. Okay. Okay. I got to put this in my calendar, you know.
I'm
very dangerous. Right, because we'll be in a whole other website on Wednesdays.
Yeah.
We'll be on a whole other website on Wednesdays, and for all those that want to join in, we'll be checking out the Matrix Studios, DWI's Major Moderation. I guess Wednesday is just going to be our AI candy show, Brick. Wednesday is just going to be listening to men chatting with men, talking with men.
It's just men talk. I tell you, I sit there like a good little girl in the corner. I just listen to men folk talk, and I get so turned on.
Men, right?
Listening
right,
to men folk
right.
talk, grown folks.
Right. We got Mike Moderation. We got Mike Major. We got DWI. We got Sun. We got Cal. All right.
I'm saying.
I got y'all.
Brother, right. stepping up.
I got y'all.
I'm saying.
We got a caller calling in at the last minute.
At the last minute.
Yeah.
Okay, this would be two. Wait a minute.
No.
Oh, yeah, we do have one. At the last minute. He finally learned, huh?
No, I had to send him the link.
Hello, Mike.
I had a theory. Good evening. Good evening, sir.
Hello, Mike. All right, there you go.
Okay, you got to back up from the mic too close.
Hang on.
Hello,
that's good. How you doing, Russ?
I'm all right, darling, but the old Skype link, it never ever works for me. I've tried it for
you. You gotta go on the page. It was on the page. It was right above
the
page.
Go on the page, mate.
Yeah. Well, you see the chat room there? You just look above the chat room. There's a link. There's a little button right next to the calling number, baby.
But I always press it, but it takes me to a different show.
Oh, it's... I don't know what button you're clicking. But what's good, Russ?
I'm chilling like Bob Dylan.
Okay.
I'm chilling like Bob Dylan. Right,
but isn't Bob
you're
Dylan
very
there?
Vocal in the chat room, mate.
Sorry, darling.
You are very vocal in the chat room, mate.
Yeah.
Just talk in your regular voice, because we don't understand that, Brick.
He understands me. Shut up.
We do not understand that. We don't.
You were talking about something in the chat room that was very graphic. You were talking about oral.
Yeah,
and you made a comment. What do you think about our topic tonight, Russ? What do you think?
Well, what personal experience for me?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, I once knew this bird. And,
I just love his binoculars. I just want to know this bird. Go ahead, man.
For everyone listening, a bird is a woman in England. And,
yeah, I know. Go ahead,
Russ. We got it.
And she kept, and this ain't, you won't like me saying this, but she kept farting in bed.
Barton? Okay.
Talking about her pussy.
Were you intimate during?
You talking about her pussy or is she farting out her ass?
I can't think of people.
At her ass. Her ass, mate.
Oh, Lord. So I guess it was sexy.
No, that's not sexy.
Were you having
that's
sex with her when she did this rush?
No, it was after.
Uh-oh. Well, yeah, see, there you go. You pumped her full of gas. It's your fault. But you don't throw gas up in her stomach, and she had to poop.
There you go, then, isn't it? That's me.
So why, you know, you men do things like that, and then y'all blame us?
Yeah.
You hit it too hard, Russ.
Yeah.
I think you hit it too hard, Russ.
Yeah, I always do, darling, I always do.
Okay. Take it easy on the blackbirds.
Yeah, I have a serious question for Russ for a second.
Okay.
Russ, tell us a little bit about Robin Gibb, please.
Robin Gibb, I think he's still in a coma. He's not
okay.
There with his family.
Okay.
Because he's an English guy, he's a British guy.
Okay.
Yeah.
We got one more caller from the 856 calling in for like the last time.
Yep, from the 856, last call for the evening. Hello, 856.
Well, what's good? What's good?
Hello.
What's up, Blessed Child?
Hi.
Blessed Child.
Blessed Child.
Blessed
Somebody we haven't heard in eons.
In a while.
Right.
Blessed Child.
Mm-hmm.
Where you been? You made bail?
How you gonna say you made bail? He's on parole. What's going on?
Damn, where's he been?
I've been stacking money, making moves, man. You know,
I had
to pay my money. Okay, now, man, really come to reality, man. Start making, I had to separate myself from the world for a minute.
We have to end our show, and
yes,
we were just talking. The last thing we were talking about was do you mutual masturbate? Was he still on that?
Yeah.
Well,
do you masturbate in front
of
your mate? Are you secure enough to do that and such? What are your thoughts on that, Bless?
Me?
It depends on this person. Me, I don't really care, but I will. You know what I mean? Some people that you mate, it's a
Okay. There was one question that I wanted to ask these black men while I have them on the phone. And I don't think I'll ever get the opportunity to do it again, so since I have so many black men on the phone right now, or so many men on the phone right now, can I ask y'all a question? Why do y'all take pictures of your Johnsons and forward it to women? And just send a woman, like, you say, hey, I want to send you a picture of me.
I think that's stupid.
And the first picture she gets is your penis. Why do y'all send pictures of your penis everywhere? I just want to know. I mean,
I think that's stupid. I think them dudes is obsessed with their fucking equipment. So
I just want to know why that's like the first picture you guys want to send, or some guys want to send to a woman. And you always tell them keep it clean. Don't send me nothing nasty. Don't send me nothing disgusting. No, it's good. You open it up, it's a big old wet Johnson sitting there in front of you. And I'm really getting tired of that. So I just wanted to know why you guys do that. Do you disconnect with your penises like that? Do they mean nothing to you? You don't see me putting the vajayjay everywhere. I don't put my vajayjay everywhere. And I just want
to
know why is it that
and
you guys
gotta pay
do you disconnect?
To see mine, so.
Yes.
I want to go on record as saying that shouldn't be the first picture you say.
And I'll second that motion.
So what is this?
Should be the first picture?
Third
you
or fourth?
The first picture should be whatever she requests.
So she
requests
to get
it to you. No, you're pacing it though.
Yeah.
If she requests it, you gonna send it?
Like, I can answer that question. Like, do I got a picture in my phone like that? Yeah, but do I send it? Nah. If she want to see it,
I ain't sending that shit. Well, fuck that.
You know what it looks like?
I don't send it because I feel like it's disrespectful. You feel me?
Right.
If she asks for that, I got no problem with it. But I'm not gonna send. I'm gonna send you a picture with a first picture I'm gonna send. I'm gonna send you a picture with five fresh to death, or even jeans or suits. But my first pictures I send.
Okay, but if she says she's the naughty one, you just gonna send it? You would send it if she asked for one.
If she asked for it, yeah, I'll send it.
See, that's just it. Why, y'all? Why? I get asked for naughty pictures all the time, but we not send them.
It's the hook, man. It's the hook. It's the hook.
Just trying to hook them in and say, look, this is what you got to look for.
Yeah, this is what I got, man. This is what the fuck I'm working with. If you go for it, you know what I'm saying, then, you know, it's all good. If you don't, you know, fuck it. You don't give a shit. Just putting it out there.
Yeah, but, guys be sending pictures and they think like they've been through a chimney fire. It be all burnt up and something with a pink tip and a black-ass shaft. And y'all really need to put some lotion on the things, by the way, too. But you know what? That's not another story for another day. We're into overtime here, and we got to end this show because we ain't wasting all this time on this. Me talking about black shafts and chimney sweeps and shit like that. But I want to thank everybody for coming through. We had a lot of people on the line today. The lines was blowing up. That's what I like. We're going to get that for tomorrow. We got a lot of people. We got to have a lot of people come through tomorrow. Please come through tomorrow to the Adult Zone. Crush and Black Reporter will be sitting front and center. I will be side chair. And it's going to be a good show about abstinence. You're going to have Former Ray will be there. And you know what, Crush? I still didn't work on my ending for this damn show. Well, matter of fact, no, we did. Remember what we came up with?
No.
You remember what we came up with, Crush? I ain't even going to go there. Y'all been to laugh me out of here. But I said since I didn't have a good ending, I was going to sing the Mr. Rogers theme on the way out.
All right.
Remember, Crush?
She lives, golly. Do what you gotta do.
I'm not gonna sing that. I don't know if I can afford this thing. But once again, I want to thank Sutton752. I want to thank Grown Soul Real Talk for coming through. I want to thank Marvel. I want to thank Russ. I want to thank who else was in the chat room? We had On the Quest, which he logged
on. On the Quest in the chat room. We had a few guests in the chat room. We had Ruby Candy. We had Renee. Sunny. We had Sunny check us out.
Yeah.
414 Bless.
We had Ray.
John H.
Bless John H.
Ray.
We had a lot of people come through. We had so much love tonight. I wish it wasn't for the sex. We don't all
wish it wasn't for the sex.
So I told my house
was
going to
come shows. Our room was empty.
Exactly.
Who would we say?
They come to your house.
Everybody wake up. Oh, I got to check that show out.
Your house was safe.
You think we need everybody for the Trayvon show?
The whorehouse. The whorehouse.
Nobody came through
Rick
the
Rick is running the whorehouse. This is a brothel.
Yeah, I bet. Like, am I running the whorehouse here?
Let's play right there. Tonight.
Did you exactly. play your rules tonight? You didn't play your rules tonight. Why didn't you play your rules tonight?
No, I didn't because you didn't upload the rules. And
oh,
I didn't even play my song, but you know what? I'm going to close out this damn show with my song that I didn't play that kind of made me angry. You know what my show is. What my song is that really, you know, how did I not play my damn song?
I don't know.
Because
it was
an intense conversation.
Yeah, it was. But, you know, I'm glad I did play that other song, but I had a chance to heal tonight thanks to Sun75, you know, when I was talking about.
He brought you back.
Exactly. Well, anyway, my time is up. I got to go.
Blame it on.
I ain't playing no songs because my computer froze up, so ain't no song going to play. I'm just going to leave
what
it at that.
What song are you playing? I can play a song.
Lotus. Lotus.
Oh, boy.
Yes.
That song?
This
Lotus,
I said Lotus. This is my show.
Okay, this is your show. You
paid a cost to be the boss on a Monday night.
That's right. We're going to close out the show with
Thank
Lotus.
Thank you for coming to my house. Time to go.
So I don't know where you go. You got to go somewhere else.
Let the internet hit you with a good source picture. You got
Thank
yeah,
you, Black Reporter, for being on point tonight. Lady Z, as always, The Crush, everybody that chimed in, thank you, thank you, thank you. We're going to close this one out with my song, Lotus Flower Bomb, because let me tell you something, we all got the shit. All the females.
Shout out to the person who fell asleep just now. Shout out to the person who
fell asleep on the phone, who's snoring.
Right. Shout out.
I wish I had a whistle. I wish I had a whistle. Everybody wake up later. Yeah, yeah, all sex. Yeah. Anyway.
Thanks, everybody.
See
y'all tomorrow.
Yeah,
hopefully.
Good night,
see you tomorrow. Close out Lotus Hall Bob. Later. Bye, Lotus.
Later.
Bye,
bye. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Wrap to you real quick.
Bye.
Good night, I want to enjoy the luxury of, like, not knowing each other for real.
Sexy ass
song. Hold up.
Lotus flower bomb, firefly. When I'm low, she take me high. I can teach you all the sounds of love.
Flower bomb, let me guess your favorite fragrance. And you got that bomb. I'm trying to detonate you. No disrespecting, baby. Just trying to make you smile. Try to keep my spirits up. That's why I lay down. Try to keep your spirits up. Lil Vodka, whatever. Took it forever to get dressed. I acknowledge your effort. So I clap for her. She deserves an applause. Shawty working so hard. She deserves that baton. Shawty, wear your baton. Racing through my mind like she heard that. I got that work. I heard that she been on strike. Care to tell? I read your mind. She been on them dollars first. Caramel, macchiatos with Shawty getting to work. I can be your boyfriend, be your nigga, or a friend with perks. I'm just trying to work that. They just trying to work your nerves. I'm just trying to read your mind. I'm just trying to feed you mine. I'm just trying to give you light. They just trying to leave you blind.
I feel it when you dance with me. It's feeling like you need to be my lady, my baby.
Can I blow up on your mind? This is not no Sandra Bull, but your potion number 9. Navigating through her eyes, destination to her thighs. And I hate to tell you too much, cause I stay with too much pride. And we way too young to know love, maybe not, but we don't need no rush. Don't believe in love at first sight, but believe in love at first. Can I be with you just one night? I can wear you out inside. I can tell you like persistence, but I make you come in tries. I just think we need one night. Can't decide if I can't write. Easy, baby, my thing tight, but that lotus flower just ain't right. I ain't thinking I ain't right. Can't decide, but I can't fight. Easy, baby, you the bomb and all, but I'd be damned if I did not land mine. Or at least try. Can I speak up? Was it peace out? Can we eat lunch? Can we take shots with your flavor? Flat drinks, we call 8 cups. I just think I need one night. Slightly more if it's done right. With that gorgeous face, I don't know your name. It ain't important, babe, cause I'ma call you mine.
I feel it when you dance with me. It's feeling like you need to be my lady, my baby.